Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver five times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare. Clues. A Mother's Day is coming up.
That's true.
You know, that's one of the most important holidays. We got to honor our mothers. They all went through a lot to get us here into this planet. And the gifts for Mother's Day, they can be a little predictable and boring. Sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. You only need one bathrobe, in my opinion. That's why Aura Frames is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected. They come with unlimited storage. You can share as many photos as you want from your phone to your mom's frame. Not only is she going to be grateful that it's not just another sweater for Mother's Day, she's also going to love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
Or in my case, she gets to see more of my cat, Skaboolian. My mom loves seeing him rolling around, playing with his toys, doing whatever, and I can upload as many images of him as I want every day, and my mom gets to see them in her Aura frame and then text me about it for all the rest of the day.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Everybody listening to Game of Roses can save on that perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code ROSES at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
Welcome to the Game of Roses. Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. And today we are bringing you part two of the Instagram breakdowns of all the rookie players that are about to make their debut in our beloved game. It's season 19 of The Bachelorette. That is, of course, the Wendekia season. The dueling bachelorettes. Double the pain, double the suffering, double our pleasure as the fourth audience.
Gross. But before we get into any of that, we have a correction to make. We did part one of this mini-series event that came out on Wednesday, and due to some inaccurate information, we evaluated the wrong Brendan Hall's Instagram page. apologies to all Brandon Halls and the entire pit.
It was an honest mistake, but now let's go through. This is just going to be our first evaluation here. We have to evaluate the actual Brandon Hall that is a player in our beloved game.
So the first one that we evaluated was a white man shooting a gun. And we talked about how we thought he painted this Jesus painting. It turns out that was just a random profile on Instagram, not a player.
Right. That is not a player in our beloved game. The real Brandon Hall. I mean, the other Brandon Hall is a real Brandon Hall too. But the Brandon Hall that is playing in our beloved game is... at Brandan Hall, BrandanHall underscore. He has 1,949 followers coming into our beloved game, and he has 10 posts. His bio reads 805. It has his Twitter handle on there, which is also Brandan Hall underscore, and it says University of Delaware Football 20. So I guess he was very recently a college football player.
Mm-hmm.
He is 23 years old, from Carlsbad, California, and a bartender. We said all those same things about the other Brandon Hall, which are probably inaccurate. Could be the same, but probably not.
Probably not. This profile, you know, it makes more sense. He's a professional football player, or college football player.
Yeah.
Again, Brandon, we're sorry. There's not a lot on this Instagram. There's only 10 posts, no videos. We got a lot more out of the other Brandon Hall.
I agree. This is all you're going to get out of this Brandon Hall's Instagram is that he plays football. There's a lot of football. Wait a minute. Who's this? Auntie Norma says Merry Christmas. So he has an aunt. You understand that. He has at least one family member. There he is. He's walking in his Delaware football uniform out onto the football field with three people that look like they could be members of his family. It says, all I got and everything I need, world emoji.
Their last names are Hall, so I'm going to guess these are his relatives.
Okay.
Evan Hall Esquire, so a lawman. And then Jenny Hall 10, who looks to be his mom. Oh, she is political. She has a picture of Trump's Twitter account being taken down is her last post. Yeah, silence this poor excuse of a president. Next, impeach this MF and throw him in jail! Exclamation point.
Love to see it.
I hope we see more from Jenny.
Me too. But Brandon Hall has a very good parasocial gaze.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's delivered from within a football helmet, like in his third most recent post, where he's got his arms crossed, he's in his full football uniform, mm-hmm. staring directly into the camera.
The vascularity, I don't know.
Not a lot of vascularity here. Yeah, very pumped up, but not a lot of vascularity on Brandon Hall. He's got to work on that.
Smooth man.
But I could see him doing pretty well, honestly. I think, well, I mean, we don't know what kind of group dates there are going to be. We know that a lot of the season is contained on this cruise ship. So I assume they're not going to have them playing tackle football on the deck of the cruise ship, but I could be wrong. Because they are going to have tackle football somewhere in this season.
There's absolutely going to be a football date. No doubt about it. I think as long as Jesse Palmer's our host, we're going to see football group dates. And Brandon is going to have a leg up. He's not going to have a leg up for that age, though. That is going to be something he's going to have to overcome if he's going to be a serious contender.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see Gabby Windy, even though she is football cheerleader. I don't see her at age 31 going for a 23-year-old guy. Rachel Recchia, mm-hmm. maybe he's got a better shot with her just based on age. She's a little younger at 26. Mm-hmm. But again,
if I were him, I'd aim for Recchia.
I agree with you, but I do think along with you that that age is just going to be a crippling factor to him eventually. But he could make it a deep run, and then that is when he gets clipped, similar to a Becca mm-hmm. Martinez.
Yeah. And now back to the list. Hopefully these will be the right social media profiles for all of the back half of the men. Up first, we have Justin Budfolowski. Apologize if we are messing up any of these names.
Yeah, or if this is a different Justin Budfolowski.
Or if we have the wrong Budfolowski. We believe this is Justin Budfolowski, who is a 32-year-old physical therapist from Solana Beach, California. His Instagram is Justin Budfoloski, Budfoloski. And he currently has 1,238 followers. His bio only reads at Symmetry of Motion, which appears to be his online posture and functional correction page where he is keeping fixing people's postures. That one has slightly more followers. And he also has a TikTok where he is doing a lot of that same sort of PT stuff. He has 163 followers. That's Symmetry of Motion on TikTok.
On his Instagram, he's got 111 posts. There's a couple here of him playing the piano. Mm-hmm. And he's got some skills on the old ivories.
Could he enter on the piano? Could we have a standee piano entry?
Maybe. Or I could see if there's a piano on board. What season was it? There was somebody who played the piano in Hannah Brown's season. Do you remember that? Was it Jed? Jed was playing the piano and everybody else was singing. Do you remember this?
Jed came in on the piano?
No, he didn't come in on it. But at various points throughout the season, I think he had like a tag at the end of an episode where they were like playing a song and he was kind of improvising. I don't remember if it was Jed or not, but somebody was doing it and it was effective from what I remember.
It was Hannah Brown's season, definitely. Because I remember Tyler Cameron doing that, the whole like jump dance to someone playing. And we've also seen, you know, a lot of piano play on Listen to Your Heart. God rest her soul.
Indeed. He's got a niece and a nephew in a picture. It looks like he's playing cornhole in a picture. There's a lot of him playing the piano. I'm telling you, that is going to factor into his game.
Connor Falcon type.
Maybe. If they have to do an artistic endeavor group date that requires any kind of musical performance, he may have a leg up here.
I would say this is not a particularly polished Instagram. No. It does not look like he did scrubbing really, at all.
No.
This post.
There are multiple posts that just should not be included here. There's a post of, for example, just a coffee maker with two cups in front of it. And the caption reads, first coffee maker. One does not simply brew the best cup of coffee. Apparently three cups is four cups, which gives you two cups. Productivity just increased 100%. Okay. Like, get rid of that one. There's a picture of a bunch of pasta noodles hanging on wooden things that says, this is how we make pasta.
Pasta one.
No need for that. No. Who is this? Is this an ex-girlfriend? No, Rumi. TBT at Ada_23. Yeah. Rumi days.
This is the one I want to just delete right away. This is a picture of some patio furniture and one chair is turned over and it says, SoCal storm of 2014, we will rebuild. Just really humor of, I guess, that week in March 2014.
Yeah, you can go ahead and get rid of that one. I mean, had I coached Justin Budfoloski, I would have definitely made some changes to this Instagram. But whatever, yeah. Whatever he did, got him in the game. I'm not seeing this guy going that far, however. His parasocial gaze is, it's only on display in a few pictures, honestly. He's got a lot of sunglasses pictures where he's not looking at the camera. It's just not a good Instagram, and that doesn't necessarily mean anything, but I always tend to think it does. I feel like if you cannot do social media well, you're going to have a hard time in game. That's usually what I think. And so that's the vibe I'm getting here from Justin.
Yeah, it's kind of an indication of all around preparation.
Right.
Who do we got up next?
Justin Young. He's a 24-year-old other twin from...
His job is other twin? How did he get that one? Last in the alphabet?
Yeah. And he's from Brookfield, Connecticut with his twin, Joey Young, who we did go through his Instagram in the prior episode, but he's got 4,133 Instagram followers coming into our beloved game. And if we look at his Instagram, it reads, the bio reads, Quinnipiac MSBA /CT/NYC. That is it. He's got his official bachelorette photo up. He is wearing a chain that has, I can't tell exactly what that is. It looks like a jagged tooth on one chain and on the other chain, the cross of Jesus Christ.
Oh, I thought that was a woman's leg.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, it's a jalapeno?
I don't know. There's a lot of pictures of him with his twin, Joey.
And finally, we can compare the two profiles. Justin has 4.1K, Joey 3.8.
So we know who is the more popular person. He only has 24 posts. That means this has been scrubbed. The first post was from May 11th, 2014. So clearly he's been doing a lot of scrubbing. Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. I mean, both of these profiles together, pretty similar. They've scrubbed it down to 25 and 24 posts respectively. Wow. They had the same targeted quantity of posts.
Yeah. It does seem that Justin is the younger of the two, as there is a post with Joey that reads, happy birthday to the 30-minute older bro, champagne emoji.
Good detective work.
I mean, we'll see what they can do. You know, twins don't usually do well. The Fergie twins, or the Ferguson twins, if you don't know their Instagram handles, we're talking about Emily and Haley from season 20. They probably were the most successful twins in the history of the game in terms of how deep they made it into the game and their ability to capitalize in the social media realm after their time in game ended. Mm-hmm. Usually twins get weeded out very quickly, first round, second round. We'll see how they do. Again, I think they're going to be kept around to maybe be villains or fools. I think they may make a kind of early to mid-season run before they get completely removed from the game.
They have pretty good Instagrams. So I feel like they're going to be kept at least through mid-season. Guaranteed past night one.
Guaranteed past night one. Absolutely.
And they also have a joint TikTok account, Dot the Young Twins, which has 5,027 followers. There's only four videos, but I expect them, as they are pretty young, to be delving deeper into that TikTok field. They're 24 years old,
right?
Twin and other twin.
Moving on to a non-twin. Or maybe he's a twin. I don't know. But his twin is not in the show.
His twin is not his job.
That's right. This is Kirk Bryant. He is 29. He's from Bullard, Texas. He's a college football coach. So we got some more football players. Maybe that'll line up with Gabby Windy. His Instagram is Kirk_Bryant11. This man has a blue check mark, ladies and gentlemen, with 3,447 followers. He's got 74 posts. His bio says saved by grace. We know what that means. Jesus H. Christ /@TexasTech_football. So is he?
Okay.
Yeah.
He is very Christian. That is what I'm getting right away. His bio reads saved by grace, capital G.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that means religion and not.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
An X.
No, that means sweet Jesus. And we're looking now at his teaching or his coaching profile. God, there almost every picture that you see him with, there's an exposed cross necklace, very Mikey Planeta style. Here's a picture of him coaching, and the caption reads, "I pray it's said about my life that I lived more to build your name than mine." That's pretty Christian.
He's posted, big happy birthday to the best little brothers ever. Thankful that the Lord blessed you both with unbelievable spouses and the chance for me to be a fun uncle. He's tagged both of his brothers. This is like a wedding style picture. The brothers both have blonde wives and kids.
Here's a picture of him from August 2017 with an old man also in football gear, and it says, "Such a humbling experience listening to an incredible godly man," godly capitalized, "and role model in the coaching profession. Coach Teef had an impact on thousands of lives, and he certainly continues to in my own life. #legend So even in that, you've got mention of Jesus. It looks like he might have been a player himself. So thankful. Here's a picture of him in a football uniform. And it says, and it's with his mom. "So thankful for my mom. Can't even begin to explain her heart and fight throughout the struggles of the past few years. Her faithfulness in the midst of trials is so contagious to me. Thank you for loving my brothers and I so well." So his mom played an important role. It looks like he was a high school and college football player who is now ascending the ranks of college coaching himself. Texas Tech is a big school. If he's coaching there, he's not the head coach, but I assume that's a goal of his. Looks like he played some high school baseball as well.
His first post is from November 2012, and he's in a high school baseball uniform, it looks like.
Yeah, a lot of sports and Christianity throughout all of these posts.
Yeah.
Family, the Lord, and I don't know. He's got the right look, but this is, I don't see Gabby or Rachel being a super Christian player.
I agree. I think this guy's going to wash out very early on. This might be a night one if he brings up Jesus on night one.
I think he's not going to be night one just because he has the bachelor look.
That doesn't necessarily mean anything, though. Look at grocery store. Grocery store had the bachelor look.
But night one, you might not know. Tayshia didn't know people's religion still fantasy suite.
At least one person's we're led to believe. Well, good luck to Kirk Bryant. We're moving on now.
Good luck to you, Kirky.
Logan Palmer is next on our list. Logan Palmer is 26 from Phoenix, Arizona. He is a videographer. His Instagram is Logan Palmer 24. He has 19,000 followers. This is a pretty big account. No blue check mark, though. And his bio reads, California, family, racing, CrossFit, at Palmer Signs, at Church of Jesus Christ. I may have a slight obsession with Corvettes, it says. So he is in some way related to or goes to Church of Jesus Christ. That's Latter-day Saints, by the way. That's LDS. That's Mormon. So Logan Palmer is, I'm assuming, Mormon.
26-year-old videographer from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm looking at his at Palmer Signs. He's tagged in his bio. This, I think, is his family sign company where they do signs all over different vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
They're fun. Fun.
Okay, yeah.
Signs.
Here, there's a bunch of stuff on here relating to his Mormonism. There's a picture of a Mormon temple in Sacramento. The caption reads, the Sacramento temple is just so darn perfect. Hashtag light the world. This man will not curse if he's a good Mormon.
Have we had a Mormon?
I'm sure. I one time had a meeting with, do you know the guy who played Napoleon Dynamite, John Heder?
Yeah.
That actor? He has a twin brother, and they had a production company for a minute, like at the height of his acting career, and they're both Mormon. And I remember we were talking about something that became a movie that I eventually wrote called Dan Mintner Badass for Hire. And I kept saying the phrase badass, like, yeah, in the 80s, the movie was like kind of a parody of an 80s one-man army movie. And I was like, in the 80s, like those, like Schwarzenegger and Stallone, they were just like so badass. It would be cool to do a movie about that. And they kept saying like, yeah, they were really bad A. They wouldn't say the word ass. they kept saying bad A.
I didn't know he was Mormon.
Yeah.
Well, I am clicking on an image. This is from September 29th, 2019. 5 years ago, I returned home from Brazil. I remember listening to a talk every morning as a missionary. It stated, why is this so hard? So then he goes on to talk about his confidence that if we live according to God's laws, that we will be blessed in the future. Keep trying. God loves you. Things will improve. So it looks like he did a missionary trip to Brazil.
Yeah, you can see the picture. Are you looking at the picture of it? And he does this when he's probably how old? 2015, so it's 7 years ago. And he is currently 26. So he did it when he was 19 years old, 18 or 19. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty standard. I'm going to guess he was raised Mormon and has stayed in that church his entire life. He's also in the CrossFit cult. This man is jacked. So he's very into regimented behavioral routine. I think that may play into his favor in terms of the beloved game, that he can handle the rote pattern of it very well.
Yeah, I mean, his Instagram is okay. There's a lot of posts, a lot of like car stuff too.
Yeah, it looks like he does NASCAR.
I bet he'll get along with that other racing guy.
Or maybe they'll go head to head. Maybe they'll be at odds with one another. Now, it's interesting to note, this man is 26 years old. He is Mormon. He is not married. That is rare. Usually, Mormons get married immediately, like 20, 21, 22.
Do you think he's divorced?
To begin their breeding practices. No, I definitely not divorced. I don't know why he's not married. I'm sure that will become something he talks about. But getting divorced in the Mormon church is not looked upon very well. He doesn't have a very good parasocial gaze, I have to say. There's like nothing behind the eyes there. It's all for show.
I think it's kind of just a mid-level.
Yeah.
Mid-level Instagram.
I'm curious to see what this guy does. I'm curious to see how the Mormonism expresses itself in our beloved game, but I don't know. I'm not too big on Mr. Logan Palmer. But God damn it, he has 19,000 Instagram followers. What is that from?
Yeah, what is that from?
Racing, maybe? I mean, is he like a known racer?
What is this YouTube? He's linked a YouTube video. I bought my dad his dream car. Video has 1.6 million views.
I bet he's like kind of a known racer within that world.
This is a 13-minute video in which he is surprising his dad with his dream car, a black Corvette. His dad looks happy.
Okay. He's got a happy dad. He's making it to hometowns.
He needs the Lyandike team on his vlogs.
Yeah. The social media is not great. Let's move on to Mario Vassal. Mario is 31. He's from Naperville, Illinois. He's a personal trainer. He's coming into our beloved game with 3,757 of those beautiful Instagram followers. And his Instagram is inspired by Rio.
He has a TikTok at the same handle with 216 followers.
His bio reads, Mario Vassal, CPT, reset, re-energize, refocus, cross emoji, personal training, nutrition. Mario at inspiredbymario.com. He's got his email in there for you. And he's in very good shape, as you might expect a personal trainer to be. There are a lot of workout videos in his 260 posts. A lot of training videos. I mean, that's almost exclusively all it is. Mm-hmm. There is one very impressive video where he is doing pistol squats on an elevated bench while spinning a basketball on one finger and then in the other hand doing lateral raises with a 10-pound weight. I don't even know how to describe this better than that. It's crazy. I don't like being able to do that is nuts.
Yeah, he's extremely fit, has a lot of content. Some of these look like professional photos.
I like his parasocial gaze very much. He has a video in a full tot. It's a Christmas tot where he's doing a workout dressed as an elf in a Santa hat. Seems like he's got a good personality or a sense of humor anyway.
He's got a great parasocial gaze.
Yeah. His smile's very good. I mean, all these guys are like jacked pretty much, but like this dude seems to be in the best shape, in my opinion, of anybody that I've seen. I think if they do have to do some kind of an athletic endeavor, Mario Vassal may crush everyone.
Mario's got some vascularity.
A little bit, yeah.
Do you notice I'm trying to say that? I just learned that term on our last recap. It is about how veiny you are when you're working out. Oh my God, he is very strong.
He's got a pic from August 18th, 2020, where he's kind of leaning against 245-pound plates, and his vascularity is on full display. The caption reads, type of work I put in ain't for everybody. Come join the movement. Hashtag inspired by Rio. What is Rio? I guess that's Mario. I guess he goes maybe by Rio.
Ooh, here we go. August 29, 2017. He's got a little flashback picture next to him now. The real transformation. While I'm excited about the physical transformation made from consistency in the gym, between now and the picture to the left, there was a spiritual transformation that also took place. When I was 18, I gave my life to Christ and made Jesus my Lord and Savior. Today, I think following Christ gets a bad rap.
I agree. For good reason.
So he has found Jesus. He is very
strong. Wonder where he found him.
I mean, it's all fitness stuff. He is a consistent brand. I think he'll do pretty well. He's got like personality. I think he'll have a good second audience game.
I agree. I like his Instagram a lot. Like it's definitely very workout heavy, but like you're saying, consistent brand is good. And it's like a well put together Instagram. It has like maybe a few too many posts, 260 posts. Doesn't look like he's really carved this down much, but it's pretty good, I have to say.
Yeah. I mean, these pictures of him are,
Great. I can see him lasting.
One's where he's in the black outfit. Who we got next?
We got Matt LeBaugh, 25. He's from Waterbury, Connecticut. He is a shipping executive. I thought it said shopping executive for a minute. I was like, what the fuck is that? He's a shipping executive with 2,027 Instagram followers coming into our beloved game. His Instagram is Matt_Labagh, L-A-B-A-G-H. And his bio reads San Diego, film camera emoji, TT. I don't know what that is. At Matt_Labagh. Oh, TikTok maybe, I guess. Yeah.
TikTok?
Strong arm emoji, NASM-CPT/CNC. I don't know what any of that means.
Ooh.
Apply for one-on-one coaching.
His TikTok, Matt_Labagh, L-A-B-A-G-H, has 15.3K followers. A lot bigger on TikTok.
It says shipping executive, but CPT is certified personal trainer. And he also is Jack. He's also got his vascularity on display in his second most recent post. Pretty good pair of social gaze. He's tatted up a little bit. He's got like a half sleeve and something on the chest. Is that, what does that say on the chest? Can we read that? These are all videos. Let's see. The religious or inspirational thing. Something cannot drive out darkness, only light. Darkness. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. That is what one of his pectoral muscles reads. That seems like a tattoo you get after a PTC has occurred in your life. I'm looking for evidence of that PTC among his 69 posts. There are many workout videos. Pretty decent parasocial gaze. A little vacant in the eyes, but not bad.
He has a good parasocial gaze on TikTok. He has a very relaxed, casual, confident vibe.
I agree.
Three tips for young men to look better.
I'm listening.
Don't carry lip balm. No, yes, carry lip balm. Work out at least 3 times a week. Use a moisturizer with SPF.
Yeah, I do carry lip balm everywhere I go. I don't really. I don't need the SPF because I stay inside all day. My SPF is SPF 1 million. It's called clothing, head to toe. I don't know. I don't know about Matt Labagh. I do too, but
I like his TikTok.
I don't get much of his personality out of this. Like he works out, he's shirtless almost always. That'll probably serve him well.
Are you on his TikTok?
Yeah, I checked out his TikTok. It's not bad.
He's got a lot of direct-to-cam videos. I think he's going to do well.
All right, well, we'll see. Good luck to Matt Labagh. Moving on, Michael Vaughn is next on our list. He's 32 from Long Beach, California, a pharmaceutical salesman. He has 592 Instagram followers coming into our beloved game. His Instagram is mvaughn424. His caption reads only Long Beach, California. He has 9 posts. So this is heavily, heavily curated. There is a snowboarding post. There is his official bachelorette image post. He is wearing a gold necklace that has a little charm on it that is a jet fighter, Top Gun style. Maybe he was somehow inspired by the Top Gun commercials that they did in the last season. He is doing rock climbing. He is also jacked. He has also got vascularity on display in one of these images. Snowboarding. There's not a lot here to see. As I said, there's only 9 posts. He's playing some basketball in the office, and he makes a shot with a caption that reads, "Getting ready for that 2015 draft. Don't leave me open. Hashtag splash. Hashtag ooh, kill him." It's very hard to get any indication of what this is.
Mm-hmm. I'm not feeling good about Michael Vaughn's chances.
I don't feel good about it either. And the fact, again, this doesn't necessarily mean anything, but he's got one highlight in his thing, and it's a bachelorette promo.
Mm.
I don't think that's a good sign, honestly. And he's got his bachelorette photo up there. That is less indicative of a short run than I think, like, trying to capitalize on the promo and stuff, you know?
The promo.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't get good feelings from Mr. Vaughn, unfortunately, but good luck to him nonetheless. Moving on, we got another Nate in our game. Nate Mitchell. He is 33 from Chicago, Illinois, an electrical engineer. He's got 1,061 followers coming into our beloved game.
He's a 33-year-old electrical engineer. Is this? This looks like Popeye's dog in the third picture.
That little bulldog?
Bachelors in the City podcast. Sophia is always the prettiest girl at the party.
Wait, what?
Look at that third picture. It's Sophia, which is
one
of their dogs, right?
Yeah, Bachelors in the City podcast, you're saying, is commenting on it. Interesting. Maybe he does have some connection already to our beloved game. He's got 24 posts here. Got some international stuff in France.
This has been scrubbed. Oh, he's got a highlight. He's getting some cookies. He's been to the Netherlands, Nigeria, Spain, Paris. Oh, March, he's got a BLM.
Definitely a world traveler.
There is very little on this Instagram, but I like him.
I do too. The little that you see of him, there's something here. There's something here. I'm looking at his current stories, of which there are three. It looks like he was at some kind of a cookie place. Decided to document the cookies he's eating. There's not a lot of him in his social media. It's mainly taking pictures of places he's been and things he's seen, which is like, oh, that's 4TRR, honestly, you know? It's like, I don't really give a shit about my influencer career, but let's see if he blows up. He might. I don't know. We'll see. He is followed by Pilot P.
He is? Okay. I feel like he is a serious contender. This picture with Sophia, I don't know. He looks 4TRR. He looks cool. He has a real job. He's 33. I don't know. I feel good about Nate. Nate is also one of my favorite male names.
Oh. So. Congratulations.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Clues. A Mother's Day is coming up.
That's true.
You know, that's one of the most important holidays. We got to honor our mothers. They all went through a lot to get us here into this planet. And the gifts for Mother's Day, they can be a little predictable and boring. Sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. You only need one bathrobe, in my opinion. That's why Aura Frames is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected. They come with unlimited storage. You can share as many photos as you want from your phone to your mom's frame. Not only is she going to be grateful that it's not just another sweater for Mother's Day, she's also going to love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
Or in my case, she gets to see more of my cat, Skaboolian. My mom loves seeing him rolling around, playing with his toys, doing whatever, and I can upload as many images of him as I want every day, and my mom gets to see them in her Aura frame and then text me about it for all the rest of the day.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Everybody listening to Game of Roses can save on that perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code ROSES at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Clues, have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered
Hell yes.
why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised?
Hell yes. Well, unfiltered mineral water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And about 75% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine.
I thought it was 85%. And that's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin.
Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation's a breeze, and it's unique. Quick release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market.
Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription.
Even better, anybody listening to Gore right now can use code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Moving on, good luck to Nate. We are now looking at Quincy Williams. He's 25 from Miami, Florida. He's a life coach, ladies and gentlemen. He's got 8,898 followers coming into our beloved game. His Instagram handle is Official Quincy, and his bio reads only public figure with a YouTube link. If you click on the YouTube link, it's Prince Jahar, 51 subscribers to this YouTube channel with zero content, no videos posted.
No videos. Okay, he's deleted. Oh, wait, there's one created playlist, Monday Mindset Call.
I'm loving this Instagram. Absolutely loving it. There are 25 posts. Parasocial gaze, extremely strong. These are model shots. These are professionally taken. These have been, in some cases, photoshopped, augmented. He's taking his social media very seriously, and I love to see something like this.
Quincy. Okay. 25-year-old life coach. Don't cheat yourself. That might be God testing you. Hashtag rage. He's got like cool style. These are very stylistic photos.
I love his Instagram.
Some of them are up close. Oh, I love this. This close-up one in the mirror where I see my only friend and opponent.
Great.
I love that.
That's that life coach coming through. Your best friend and your worst enemy is the same person. It's you.
Look, my initial reaction is I think he's going to do well. I don't think he's going to be a ring winner, but I think he's going to do very well. He looks like...
I agree.
Everyone's going to like him.
I think this man is built for paradise.
Mm.
Look at all these like tropical photos of him on the beach in the sunglasses. You can see like he's in Bachelor Paradise already. He's showing the producers exactly like... Put me in paradise. This is what I'll look like.
Ooh, look at this. On his bachelorette premiere photo, Julie LaPlaca, aka producer, has commented 3 shooting stars. Like she thinks he's a star about to take off, perhaps.
Hmm.
You think?
I don't know. Maybe. I get very good vibes from this dude. I don't know how far he's going to go. But again, if we're going to have 8 fucking hometowns, I'll give him a hometown. He makes it to playoffs. Moving on. Our next player is Robert, aka Roby Sobieski. This is the brother of actress Lily Sobieski. He's 33 from LA. He's a magician. He has 33,900 Instagram followers, and his Instagram handle is Roby Sobieski.
He also has a TikTok with 1,328 followers. That's Roby Sobieski, R-O-B-Y-S-O-B-I-E-S-K-I, with 4 videos.
His Instagram bio reads, magician, French, American, NYC, LA, Princeton grad, member of the Roar Corps, chameleon, consultant for David Blaine and Warner Brothers Entertainment, magicroby.com.
We got David Blaine's consultant?
I guess so. I watched some of his little, I'm a magician, as you know, as well. I do card magic. I've watched some of his stuff. He's pretty fucking good. I have to say, his sleight of hand's good. His official bachelorette photo is, I'm just going to say it, horrible. everything about it's wrong. The shirt he's wearing is just like kind of a casual little shirt. Like it looks like no effort was put in this. His hair is fucked up in it. I would have definitely retaken that.
The hair does look disheveled.
Yeah. His third post in is him in some Jon Snow cosplay. That's the picture I would have used for my bachelor, my official bachelorette thing. He's got a bunch of videos and pics of him holding cards and him with other famous magicians. I mean, there's absolutely no way this guy is not doing a card trick as his limo exit.
100% there's going to be magic cards right out of the limo. He definitely has a different Instagram than everyone we've seen so far.
100%.
It's not your typical bachelorette contestant.
No.
I recommend looking at this, everyone.
Yeah, it's very strange. But he's a magician. Like, he is very strange.
Yeah, like you.
I dabble. I'm not a magician. This seems to be this man's career. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. There is a picture from November 27th, 2014, in which he is holding two machine guns. And it says, you know you're having Thanksgiving in Texas when... This is the real Roby Sobieski as well.
Oh.
I'm just saying, we're not mistaking him for another Roby Sobieski. I think we got this one accurate.
Wait, he's the one whose sister is the actor from Never Been Kissed?
I believe so. But he, I don't know. I mean, he's already kind of a celebrity. He's got 33.9 thousand followers. He's doing magic. He's in these circles with celebrities and stuff. It'll be kind of interesting, I think, to see how he does in game. You either like a magician or you don't.
Mm-hmm. Polarizing.
Exactly. And if they don't like him, the producers are going to keep him around for a minute to do some magic tricks. But if they don't like magicians, sorry, Roby. Roby, go bye-bye.
It reminds me of, I started watching this show that was called something The Last Man. And it's basically like...
Why The Last Man?
Why The Last Man?
It's based on a graphic novel. So good.
Well, the lead is a guy who is the son of a politician and he's a magician. And that's what this reminds me of.
Yeah, magicians are literally not taken seriously by anyone unless they achieve the level of a David Blaine or something, you know?
But he's consulting.
Sure. But I don't know. I have a feeling he's going to be marginalized and turn into a fool. That's just me. We'll see.
Yeah. I don't know how long he is for this game.
I agree.
But I'm very curious to see how it goes. Oh my God. Here's the other. Our next person is on a different end of the Bachelorette spectrum. This is Ryan Mula, a 36-year-old investment director from Wayland, Massachusetts. His Instagram handle is Ryan Mula, RyanMula. And he looks like Desi Palmer.
He looks like a cross between Jesse Palmer and Chad Johnson.
And Clayton Eckerd.
This is a man who has muscularity. Not a lot of vascularity, but muscularity. And if you look at his first post ever from way back September 3rd, 2015, he's in a picture with a celebrity and the picture's autographed. It says, "To Ryan, set your goals high." And it's signed by Tom Brady, who's in the picture with him. And the caption reads, "Congrats to my good bud, Tom. We've been through a lot together and somehow we both managed to remain smoking hot. Hashtag we're on to Mulsey. Hashtag frost yourself," because he had frosted tips in this picture. So it seems like he's got a decent sense of humor. I like that about him. There are 15 posts here. This is, you know, very well scrubbed. You don't get a good sense of anything about this man except his muscularity. There's a lot of muscularity here. A lot of tight shirts or no shirts.
Likes fitness, likes food more. Wear something practical. My face when she has to ask if I'm hungry. La Familia. My suit is actually gray spray paint. Literally no idea what to do with my hands. And this is all him in the same outfit. When people do these photo shoots, you have to change your shirt. It's so strange to me when you try to post it later as if it's a different time.
I agree. This is not a good Instagram, but I am getting a vibe from him. I think this guy could be a villain.
He has a Chad Johnson, like...
That's what I'm saying.
Parasocial gaze.
I can feel that coming through. But let's move on here. Our next player is Spencer Swice. He's 27, from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. He's a venture capitalist, which means capitalist, which means whatever it means to you in the year 2020. This is a man who lives to make money profits. He has 1,820 followers coming into our beloved game. His Instagram handle is at Spencer Swice, S-W-I-E-S. His bio reads, "University of Chicago, Booth MBA 24, USMA at West Point 17. So he's got some military training as well. He's got a little bit of vascularity.
Yeah, there's some military vibes. He's in some clothes designed to look like plants and dirt. Army fatigues, some people call them.
He's pictured with a koala bear.
decent parasocial gaze. He's got a dog.
He's golfing. Only 19 posts. He has scrubbed this. His first photo is him shirtless. It looks like an ad for athletic shorts. He is extremely tanned. It says intramural flag football season with the boys coming up. Very important workouts going on. And then there's a closer shot of his torso.
Got some good vascularity going. Could be better. I like to see those veins popping a little more.
I like that vascularity has just become our thing we're evaluating.
You have to at this point.
Lions fans to the grave. He is in suits with his boys. He's got a brother. Here he is with a koala.
To me, the picture in his Instagram that says the most about him is the one you were talking about, where he's with all of his boys in the suits. Content from the hottest day of the summer in DC. Cheers, Nick, Kelsey, and Odin. Not pictured, but valued family member.
The wedding.
It's a wedding, but that it gives you the idea of like, that's what he looks like at work with a bunch of other guys in suits just trying to fucking crush it. Gotta make our money.
Yes.
I don't know. You're going to get a healthy dose of military and capitalism from this guy, I think. I'm not sure that plays with Rekia or Gabby Windy. This guy may be a night one.
I beg to differ. Look at this post, August 27th, 2018. It is him in an army vest hiking or something with two boys. And then look who's commented on this. Con Sail Away has tagged Hot Dudes with Abs 69. So Connor might have trained him. Connor, the Bachelorette guy.
Connor Saley. Yeah. We'll see. I'm saying night one guy. Moving on to Tremaine Harper. He's 28 years old from Naperville, Illinois, and he is listed as a crypto guy. He's got 1,463 followers. His Instagram handle is main_event, MAYNE_event. His bio reads Chicago University of Kentucky alum and T-Maine. And he's got a link up here to the Doji Club. I'm assuming this is an NFT project or some kind of. Welcome to the Doji Club. Our mission is to educate traders and share different trading strategies and experiences in a family-oriented environment. So this is a crypto trading website. He's got 25 posts.
Went to University of Kentucky.
He's got all of his, he's got his bachelorette picture as well as a bachelorette TikTok. I just feel like that's not a good sign that you're trying to capitalize so much on it. I think that's an early dismissal.
Casual Instagram, not getting too much from him. No videos. I don't think he's ready for this game.
I don't either. I think this is a night one. Sorry to say it.
Next up, we have Tino Franco, who is a 28-year-old general contractor from Valencia, California. His Instagram is tino.360. He has 1,588 followers on Instagram. His bio reads, I love at SB Chicken Ranch. Santa Barbara Chicken Ranch, I guess.
It's a chicken restaurant in Santa Barbara. I don't know if he's affiliated with them or he just enjoys their food. That's bizarre. His first post here, or his most recent post, is Ronald McDonald House, Southern California. So he works with charities at the very least. He's got his official bachelorette photo. There's a picture of him with a bunch of guys in suits. Tyler and Molly got married the other day, so he has friends that do get married. It's like there's some Kobe Bryant stuff.
His Instagram story right now is the promo. Now he's running New Morning Run Route on Santa Monica Pier.
There's a picture from September 23rd, 2019. It's a bunch of little kids. There's a couple of things. It looks like they're in a hospital. I don't know if, is this him?
Yeah, lots of kids.
I don't know if this is him or a friend, but it says, feels like a couple of lifetimes ago, but here we are over a decade later, 14 years ago. This tall, brilliant legend was diagnosed with leukemia. While the doctors at Kaiser did an incredible job treating the cancer cells in his blood, the volunteers and donors of camp treated three kids who felt lost in the world and brought them home. That's why camp is forever branded in my heart and leg, assuming he has a tattoo, and why all our donations, large or small, mean the world to me, et cetera, et cetera. So he had a friend or a loved one maybe that had leukemia as a child. So maybe that's why the Ronald McDonald House is so important to him.
Oh, here we go. I found it. September 8th, 2019. It is a picture of him holding a Heroes for Healing sign. And he says he's nominated as a candidate for the Heroes for Healing campaign for Camp Ronald McDonald, raising money to send children plagued by childhood cancer and siblings to summer camp. And he says, I know from experience when my little brother had leukemia, he's been healthy for 10 years now, and camp came up big for me and my family. So PTC of his bro. I mean, he's definitely branding himself as the
good guy.
Kids with cancer, good guy for TRR. Although that chicken ranch thing is throwing me.
Here's the thing. You want to talk about vascularity. You want to talk about muscularity. He's got neither. This man will be destroyed in any kind of physical endeavor.
How do you know he has no vascularity?
I'm looking right at him. Look at the picture of him in the pool with who is this? Bittersweet to see finish this one out, but could not have asked to be a part of a more incredible team for this beautiful pool deck. I'm not sure exactly what this is, but he's in the pool with an old man and a lady. And you can see no muscularity, no vascularity.
That's 2018. Who knows? Is your vascularity the same it was in 2018? Mine is.
No.
I have no vascularity. Probably
a little more vascular. Now, 2018 was when I was going through cancer treatment and shit. So definitely no muscularity then and no vascularity. I'm definitely more muscular and more vascular.
Okay. Sign up for Clues' new workout routine, Vascular with Clues.
Get vast.
Vascular Cluesity.
All right. Well, good luck to Tino Franco.
I like Tino. He seems 4TR nice.
Yeah, I agree. But you got to have muscles. You got to have VASC. If you don't have musk and you don't have VASC, you're not fucking playing in the modern era.
Are they looking for VASC? We don't know.
Tyler Norris is our next player. He's 25. He is from Rio Grande, New Jersey. He is a small business owner. Hopefully we can find out what that business is. He's got 4,545 followers, and his Instagram handle is TylerJNorris9. His bio reads Liv Moss with a trademark symbol by it, which is Taco Bell. So maybe he is a Taco Bell franchise owner.
Or maybe he's just like Tino and he loves that restaurant.
Definitely got muscularity. Not seeing a lot of vascularity. We have a bunch of shirtless pictures here. I'm just going to be saying it about everybody I ever seen him.
Look, this guy, this bachelorette photo, this guy looks made for this game.
He played some baseball, it looks like, in high school, maybe college. I mean, definitely the man is like, he's got the physique of a modern era player. His Instagram has 62 posts. So it's not like crazy curated. There's some stuff of him in high school playing various sports.
I think he's going to do well. I think he's going to do well. I don't know. I think he's a good second audience game.
He's got some tats.
He's in a frat.
Frat is helpful when you're coming into our beloved game. He does surfing. He looks like he's got a little bit of an attitude. There's some like sunglasses with eyebrows raised type pictures. Who's this little baby he's holding? He has chill as Lil Soph in life. Maybe that's his niece. I don't know. Maybe it's his child. Is he a package deal? Have we seen any package deals yet?
No.
Interesting. Yeah, I get the similar impression. I think this guy could do okay.
You know who he reminds me of? Alex.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. The first few pictures look very bachelorette-y.
Mm-hmm. I think he could make a playoff. Tyler Norris.
Oh, he's got a grandpa PTC.
Oh, I like that he played baseball competitively. I truly do believe that playing any kind of sport competitively through high school, potentially through college, gives you a leg up when you have to do an athletic endeavor in the game. And you always do. Like it's 80-some% odds that you will be on some group date that requires it, or even a one-on-one. Yeah, I like this guy. We'll see what happens. But let's move on.
We're almost through the second month of this year, but that doesn't mean
that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals, especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me. Look at my face, Pace Case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me. Tell me the number.
That's a Pace Case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night, Dime's eye cream. And then they have a dewy day cream that I also use. And this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin. But now it's getting to that time. And I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine. And I'm using the Dewy Day Cream in the morning. I keep it on the left. Using the Restorative Night Cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time. And it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So this is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com. now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in 3 Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the 7-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
To our final player, Zach Shallcross. Zach is 25 years old from Anaheim Hills, California. He is a tech executive, and he comes into our beloved game with 2,475 followers. His Instagram is Zach Shall, Z-A-C-H-S-H-A-L-L. His bio reads simply Austin, Texas. He has 65 posts, the most recent one of which is his official Bachelorette cast photo. Another great weekend in the desert for St. Jude. The Warburton family is killing it per usual. 4 million raised. So this is pictures of him at this charity event for St. Jude. So he's another guy helping out the kids with charities. He'll be very 4TRR. Let's see if we get some shirtless pics. Let's look at this muscularity and this vascularity.
As women do when they're evaluating their potential mates.
Decent muscularity. Vascularity leaves something to be desired.
Zach Schaal.
Looks like he played some college football at Cal Poly.
He's not feeling great about Zach Schaal.
I agree with you. Parasocial gaze, not good. Doesn't look like he is going to understand what the fuck hit him when he comes into our beloved game. Looks in fact like he's going to be crushed. His best bet is strong second audience, in my humble opinion. The producers are going to whip this guy around left and right. He won't know how to react to that. And I don't know that he like stands out in the crowd of players that we've seen. Like, I don't think he's got a shot first audience. But maybe. I could be wrong.
He's not standing out to me. He's got so many group photos. Thousands of people in these pictures. The most people we've seen so far. By the way, I found for Tyler Norris, it was a video where he had a dedication to his, how he wanted to be like his grandpa, late grandpa. I don't know.
I don't get a strong vibe, but that's it.
Clues. We gotta come up with our predictions.
I only really have two. It was Hayden Markowitz and Jordan Vandergriff, the drag racer. I thought that he could potentially do it. Mm-hmm. And Hayden Markowitz to me, I don't know. There's just a very GSJ thing about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's one that I'm going to be watching, and Jordan Vandergriff. I'll use them as my predictions for both ring winners. I just don't like, I don't know how to make predictions on this season. Cause like, how do we predict top four? I don't know if there's even going to be a top four. Is it a top eight? Is it a round of 16? Like, I have no fucking idea how the bracketing works. So it makes it difficult for me to predict.
I agree with you on Hayden and Jordan Vanderberg. I also think Avon Jones
mm-hmm.
to me is a contender. I have Nate Mitchell.
Yeah.
The one who is holding Sophia.
Yep. I liked him too.
And Quincy. Although I don't know Quincy. Okay. Nate Mitchell. I'm going Avon Jones, Hayden Markowitz, Jordan Vandenberg. If I had to guess a top four, who is there anyone else you would put in there?
I'll go outside. Give me Roby Sobieski. Outside shot, dark horse.
The magician.
Yeah. I'm just basing this on nothing. I think Gabby Windy might like herself a magician. Dingbat magician riding off into the sunset on a cruise ship in the Atlantic or wherever the fuck they are. I don't know. Time will tell. This is an interesting crop of players for sure. And we hope that you've enjoyed our breakdowns of their Instagrams and our predictions and our reactions to it. And this is the last time you're going to hear us. That's not actually true. We will also have an episode out Monday, a digging deeper, which you're not going to want to miss. But this is the last time you're going to hear us talking about these players before we are talking about their night one. And that episode will be out next Tuesday. We hope you'll join us for that.
I'm going Nate Mitchell for Gabby's ring winner. And I'm going Jordan Vandenberg for Rachel Recchia's ring winner. And these are based off, I haven't even seen a video of either one of them.
No, I like it like that though. I like to just use their Instagrams to do this. To me, it's like the purest fucking way to do it because that's what they want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes like you get the very clear feeling they're just throwing a bunch of shit in their Instagram and never thinking about anyone looking at it. But in some cases, it's like, this is how they're trying to present themselves. And so I think that is actually very usually a good reflection of how they're going to present themselves in game as well. But I'm looking most forward to seeing the twins, what they're going to do, and Roby Sobieski. Mm-hmm. Got to see what a magician can do in here.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking to seeing this crop of guys together. Is it just going to be this fitness, like, bro-off? A lot of these guys are fitness guys. And that's, like, their main thing. Like, that's their job.
I can guarantee this 100%. You're going to see a shot of 10 guys out on the deck of that fucking boat with the sun blazing down, all doing push-ups side by side by side, doing their morning workouts. That is definitely going to happen. I'm also going to tell you this. This is just a technical thing. 100% accurate prediction. You're going to see countless drone shots of the yacht, of the cruise ship as it's out in the middle of nowhere. in the fucking water. I guarantee the producers are going to take drones on deck of that ship and just be flying them around left and right, getting all kinds of shots out there. We're going to be disgusted with the amount of fucking drone shots we see of this fucking cruise ship.
I'm going to be disgusted with the level of vascularity we're seeing this season.
I think we're going to see a lot of vascularity, actually, because they're going to be drinking, which means dehydration, which means your veins pop a little more. And all they're going to be doing is working out on the cruise ship. I'm telling you, I think this is going to be the most vascular season we've ever seen.
I'm glad I'm learning new terms.
Me too. But thanks everyone for joining us for our Instagram breakdowns of all the players of the upcoming season 19 Windeckia season. We hope you've enjoyed it. And like I said, we hope you will join us for our Digging Deeper, which is going to have a lot of great stuff in it. As always, as these sauce wars are heating up, this is really the next level of the sauce wars, starting now with what I believe will be the most produced season we have ever seen in the history of the fucking game with dueling bachelorettes. So we hope you'll join us for Monday. And then Tuesday, it's our first recap, our first game breakdown of night one of season 19. I cannot tell you how much the off season was necessary. I am so fucking pumped up for this season because we haven't had a game in a while. I'm salivating. I'm grinding my fucking teeth just thinking about this feast that is about to be set before us.
Well, you've been recharging in France after all of your plastic surgeries, so I hope you're pumped up and ready to go.
I am. I'm very pumped up.
Clues went to France, y'all. I can't believe it. I can't believe you left the country.
Please believe it. Took a vacation. Yeah, it was an interesting experience, especially during this couple of weeks when a lot was going on in America and I was not in America. You just feel the burden of the psychological burden of living in this country just melts away. And then as soon as you step off the plane back in LA, you're like, oh yeah, everything's fucking ruined. Our country is in flames. But Monday night, it doesn't matter because we got the new game.
Oh, this guy... These guys were good, too. I'm forgetting about a couple of the guys from yesterday. John Anderson and Jordan Hellman also had good Instagrams. Shit. We got some hot competition here. I'm excited to see it unfold.
I am, too. And like I said, for me, I think the real reason why it's difficult to make a prediction in this is because this is almost a new game. I don't yet know the structure of this. So it's hard for me to gauge like who's going to be able to meander through it because I don't even really know how it's going to work yet. What I'm curious about is if this works, if they get a ratings bump or it's, you know, in some way considered to be successful, will they try to do this with two bachelors next season?
I hope so. Well, I guess we'll see how the format goes.
Maybe it'll be the twins.
The twins. The twins in 10 years, maybe.
Yeah. But again, thank you for joining us. And until Monday... We hope you have a good weekend and go look at all of these Instagrams. Take in the vascularity, take in the muscularity, draw your own conclusions and see if you agree with us or not.
Again, we apologize to both Brandon Halls.
Yes. But before we go, as always, what is that dwab at?
It has been 7,410 days without an Asian bachelor. Praise be. Dark Lord Palmer.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us and then. Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us and then. Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us and then.